Coach Olson, good to have you back. First baseball interview of the season, man. Your fall season's going to be getting going here soon. I'm sure a fast summer, like always, but glad to get back in the swing of things as a AD there at MCC and baseball coach this year, aren't you?
Yeah. It was good. Like I said, good summer. You know, it kind of seems like every year we finish the year and then 6 weeks are pretty good. We usually finish up with less of the recruiting class and get to the kind of that July 4th date. And then after that, it kind of gear up to get ready to go again. So that's, kind of where we're at. We've had students on campus for about 3 weeks. So had some good practice so far. And like you said, get ready to kick off fall schedule coming here at the end of this week.
Exactly right. Boy, you lost some good kids. You lost a Region 9 Player of the Year. You lost, I think, another honorable mention, second team. I think you've got quite a few honorable mention kids back out that region team. So I'm sure some familiar faces, but you're welcoming in a lot of new faces this year as well, aren't you?
Yeah, that's 100% right. Corey Waters was Region 9 Player of the Year, and that's obviously a big honor. He's also, first team All-American, which was the first team All-American we've had here. So, that's obviously a big loss, but, we do have some guys back. We have three or four guys back on the mound that had really good years for us and experience. And we've got two or three guys back, position player-wise, to provide some leadership and some, returning starting experience. And we have a good group of position players that, have a lot of experience from last year and have continued to get better. And then, hopefully as every year, we're super excited about, our incoming freshman class and, got to get a look at them for about 3 weeks now. And again, been really encouraged by what we've seen there as well.
Can you tell me how many new faces do you have on the team, whether it be new freshmen or transfers coming in?
Yeah, I think we're right about 32. So obviously a big number there. So, it takes a little while to sift through all that. And we've seen some stuff we really like. And we've seen some stuff that we feel need to improve on. But, definitely encouraged with what we feel. At least talent-wise is there, and then it's just the work of trying to, refine it, get guys into their best positions to help us out and roles, and then we've got another 2 months of the fall to do that, and that's a big part of the fall is trying to put together, what we feel will be kind of the baseline for our group come springtime.
And it's good. When it comes to pitching, it's great to have some returnees back. Those guys went through the freshman season, did very well, and now a year stronger, wiser. I'm sure they got in the weight room over the summertime and stuff like that. Those guys are going to be really, really good again this sophomore season.
Yeah, they are. We've got two guys back that were in our starting rotation, so that's obviously a nice start. We've got one of our, one of our top two, bullpen guys back from last year, and then another super talented arm, who had a good summer. I think figured some things out control wise, which obviously is a big part of it on the mound. So, three or four other guys that are back, that had some time last year and have continued to, like you said, get in the weight room, get stronger, increase their velocity and help us out leadership wise. So, and again, I feel like we've got a good mix of returners and guys coming in that will be able to help us out.
You're kicking off the spring schedule, John, coming up this weekend. You get a chance to see your good buddy Coach Clapp up in Northeast on a Friday game, don't you?
Yep, we go up there. We typically go up there most falls and kick off. I think we're playing a little bit earlier this year than normal. We're normally playing middle of October or early October, but just the way the schedule worked out, we'll get up there, and I think we're playing 3 6 inning games, so we'll probably throw out three completely different lineups, and that's part of the fall, is just get guys out there and see what you have and try and get better, and then just get some experience. For some of these guys, even though it's not a win-loss situation like a spring game is, it's going to be their first time out there in college, and it's just a little bit different. The game's just a lot faster. The majority of all pitching is going to be better. It's not a situation, where it sometimes happens in high school baseball and travel baseball, what they play is, you know, a lot of times teams will have, you know, one or two, three good pitchers, but then, you know, it's a lot different to get into college. And, you know, I imagine, you know, those guys are going to come at us with, you know, 14, 18 arms, just like we're going to go at them with, you know, 14 or so arms. And so a lot of different guys, but, you know, there's just not going to be that let down throughout the day. So they're just going to have it ready to go throughout the day. You know, obviously it's our first time out, be a good test. You know, he obviously runs a great program, got great respect for that. So look forward to, you know, getting up there and then spending a little bit of time with him as well.
And then next Tuesday is your MCC Region 9 sophomore showcase coming up at the JC Sports Complex. Is that right?
Well, it's we play that at KU every year. I think that was maybe a scheduling glitch since it was the All-Star game. But so we're going to Lawrence, Kansas. So at KU, all of the eight other teams, seven other teams in the region, eight teams, we'll get together. We're playing. It's an All-Star game setting this year, so I think we're taking about eight guys. Everybody in the league's taking anywhere from, you know, probably 4 to 10 guys, and playing 2 9-inning games. So every pitcher's throwing an inning. So, you know, that's 36 pitchers and about 30 position players. So that'll be a great opportunity. You know, the biggest thing there is to try and get as in front of as many scouts as we can. And we kind of partner. You know, we have our showcase on Tuesday, I guess, there in Lawrence, and then in Wichita. All the Kansas junior colleges have showcases Wednesday, Thursday. So we're trying to give an opportunity for, you know, any four-year scout to come in for 3 days and see, you know, about 30 different junior college players, you know, or 30 different teams represented between those 3 days. So gives them a good opportunity to recruit those settings. So, well, we're looking forward to that.